Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
All right, we're going to start this week's podcast off with a public service announcement, more commonly known in the business as a PSA. Don't get on an airplane. Don't get on a bus. Don't get in an Uber. Don't get on a super train. Don't walk near other humans, because humans are awful and they will get you sick and they will not allow you to do your daily podcast because Kim Commando is not here, Allie.
She's unwell.
She's super sick.
Yeah, she's sick.
And it takes so much to get Kim to miss work.
It does.
I mean, one time she had COVID-19, COVID-18, and COVID-21 all at the same time, still came in.
She did not come in. She worked from home when she had all the COVID.
I don't remember it that way, but okay, I'll trust you.
For legal purposes.
So Kim, unfortunately, is not here today. Hopefully she's back tomorrow. She gets a Z-pack or a T-pack or all those packs.
She gets the packs and then she's fine.
And then she comes back and we'll see her tomorrow, hopefully. Yes. But the A-team is here. I am Andrew Babinski. Allie Seligman will be filling in for Kim Commando today. Thank you so much for watching. I got to remember the new times because the time change.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of math for you.
Crazy state of Arizona. If you don't know this, Arizona, we don't believe in daylight savings.
Because it's dumb.
No, we spend all of our daylight. We just spend it and our daylight, save none of it.
We live daylight to daylight.
So West Coast, the show starts at 11:30 now?
Correct.
2:30 on the East Coast. We stream every single day on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, X.
All over.
Big on X.
We're big on X.
If you could share the podcast and like and comment. We're actually monitoring all the comments. Maddie's upstairs. She'll bring down the top comments at the final segment of the show and we'll read them on the air. But as always, we will start with the top five things.
Number one, it has to be TikTok, right? It has to be TikTok today.
Absolutely. Breaking news.
Breaking news. The House passed what we call the TikTok ban. It's a little more complicated than that. So it passed in the House 352-65.
Which is pretty big.
Pretty big, yes.
I mean, that is what you call a bipartisan vote.
It sure is. If this makes it all the way, the president gets signed, which he has said, yes, I would sign this. There would be a nationwide ban unless the owner of TikTok, ByteDance, who is based in China, sells it.
Divests. I've used the word divest in the last week more than I have in my entire life.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. We'll never use it again.
But if it comes up, you'll know.
Yes, I'll know. Hey, I've said that before.
Divest. That's me.
It's going to face bigger challenges in the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the House. The Senate may, not pass it through to the president. Yep. Someone did come out, though, and say that this is a bad idea and it's bad for America and that they should not do this.
Who was that?
It was China. China said this is a bad idea.
And they cited, I'm sure, all the money and jobs and everything.
Freedom of speech.
Sure, yeah.
5 million small businesses live on TikTok.
Wow.
And they'll all go away.
They will evaporate. There will be nowhere for them to sell.
ByteDance would sell. You don't.
It's going to sell.
If it passes, they will absolutely divest themselves.
They will divest. Next, it goes to the Senate. Mm-hmm. And then, like we said, it could be a roller coaster there. Who knows what will happen? And then if it makes it through there, Biden said, yep, I'll sign it. The two big arguments essentially are, these are pretty good quotes. This is from Nick LaLota, Republican in New York. We have a national security obligation to prevent America's most strategic adversary from being so involved in our lives. Reasonable.
Fair.
Okay.
Now, Kim made the argument earlier this week that what TikTok did to fight this is exactly what people are worried about, is they sent one push notification to 170 million Americans asking them to get politically involved in something.
And they got really politically involved.
Yes, they
all
did.
The people who called their reps. And then Tom McClintock from California, this is a big word for me. The answer to authoritarianism is not more authoritarianism.
Wow, that big word used twice? And that guy's just trying to sound smart.
Yeah, he says this could be a very steep and slippery slope.
Slippery slopes?
Slippery slopes.
We hate slippery slopes in politics.
Oh, we'll see what happens. Number two, don't let your car steer for you.
Okay.
Okay, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. So this is like an independent group. They've been around for 65 years. They test and evaluate new cars, all that kind of stuff. They released their first ranking system for partially automated systems. They tested 14. We're not talking about like Tesla's full automated driving. These are the ones where like my Kia, right? It can tell me if I'm going in a different lane. Mm-hmm. It can do that really cool. What is that called where you have it on?
I have self-driving mode in my Mitsubishi.
Yeah, there you go.
But right. I only can use it on the highway.
Yes.
And I only can use it when I'm in cruise control.
Yes. Cruise control is what I was thinking. Yes. Yeah. So these are limited ones, right? They tested 14. 11 were rated poor. 2 were marginal. And only 1 passed.
Which one?
We'll get there.
Okay.
No, I'll tell you whatever. It's Lexus's teammate
okay.
with advanced drive. The 2 marginal were GM Super Cruise and the Nissan ProPilot.
So mine was poor? My Mitsubishi was poor?
Yeah, your Mitsubishi, Ford's, Blue Cruise, Tesla's, of course, and lots of others.
It's pointless, though, because you have to keep 2 hands on the steering wheel. I don't even keep 2 hands on the steering wheel when I'm normal driving. I'm not going to do it when I'm pretend not supposed to be driving.
Do you? So if you're using the cruise control thing, I have it too. It's really nice. Mine, you know, it keeps you a certain amount away from cars. Right. It adjusts your speed, whatever. How do you find yourself mentally thinking like, hands off for me? Not literally hands off, but
I don't use it because okay. I have to hold onto the wheel with 2 hands. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it yells at me.
Oh, mine doesn't do that. I can use 1 hand.
No, I have to use 2 hands. I have to be a 10 at 2. And I'm like at 1 and 9:45 and it just doesn't work.
Oh, it's not for you.
No, I don't use it. I used it the first time I had it just to see if it actually could like take a turn. I guess that's a risky thing to do. Like, I'm going to take this
yes, it is.
Half ton of metal barreling at 70 miles an hour and see if it can turn by itself.
Hey, what could happen?
But once it could, I was like, that's cool, but I'm not keeping both hands on the wheel.
Okay. All right. When I first got my car, this is like the first, my car's a 2018, I think.
Quit brag.
Thanks. And it's got all the sensors for, okay, you're going into this lane. You know, all the things, mm-hmm. right? I had to disable most of them or at least like, turn them way down because it was a frightening driving experience.
I'm using someone's Subaru right now because my car is in the shop getting some repairs. And it thinks every bike lane is me trying to drive off the side of a cliff.
Yes.
And I hate it.
Is it screaming at you constantly?
Constantly.
It's very stressful. I think it might be more dangerous for drivers than not.
Especially if you don't know it's coming.
Yes.
I mean, I've been driving this car for 3 days now, so I'm kind of accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But day one, I was like, what is happening?
Number 3, Roku hacked.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. The bad guys got into 15,000 different accounts. That includes credit card info. And so, of course, then they went and tried to buy streaming services.
Of course.
Those credit card numbers. Roku says it was credential stuffing. Do you know what this term means?
Of course I do. I mean, I've studied it back in high school.
But should I explain just for everybody
if
else?
If you don't mind, I'm going to take a drink of water while you do this.
Yeah. So say, Andrew, you use Netflix. And
I use Netflix.
Great. You have your username and your password, and then, oops, that gets leaked in a data breach somewhere.
Right.
If you were lazy enough or human enough to also use that password for another service, okay, hackers know people do that. So they're going to take that combination and try it on any service they can to see, okay, maybe he used it on Hulu. Maybe he used it on his email. Maybe he used it on his Roku.
Here's a tip for hackers. I did.
Well, it worked, and 15,000 people and probably lots more did. I would go to Have I Been Pwned? This is a website, pwned, like owned, but with a P, P-W-N-E-D.
Gamer term.
It is a gamer term. There you can check if you've been involved in a data breach and where. And that way, it's a good idea to say, okay, I know I use the same password for this Ancestry site as I did for whatever else. I need to go change it everywhere. And your reminder, stop reusing your passwords.
Come on. Do you have different passwords for every single thing?
Yes, because I use password manager.
Oh, well, that's cheating.
No, that is cheating. Smart online.
I have a password manager. I just forget to put the passwords in the password manager. So there.
That should be a challenge for you. You should get your online life together and we can tell everyone.
It does it on my desktop.
Yeah.
But no one signs up for anything on their desktop anymore.
No.
You sign up for everything on your phone.
Well, don't you? Isn't there a phone app that you can download that?
There is, but for some reason it doesn't save it in there. So I have half of my password saved in Apple Passwords and the other half saved in whatever password manager I have. And then I go and sit down at a desktop.
That's terrible.
And neither of them are saved. And so I have to change the password. I hate it.
How many times a week do you think you click forgot password?
Oh, it's not that often
because
I don't sign up for a ton of new stuff.
Yeah.
But I have my daughter's iPad connected to my phone. So anytime she wants to download something, I have to approve it.
Right.
She's home for spring break. She just got back from vacation to San Diego. I got 64 notifications on my phone this morning.
What does she want?
The same app over and over and over again. But I don't know my Apple ID password.
Oh, that's a big one. Oh.
I never know it.
Poor Weezy. Number four, where you get your news might be changing. We know how many people, I mean, I don't know the exact percentage off the top of my head. A lot of people get their news from... Google,
yes.
Facebook,
YouTube,
Joe
Rogan.
Jogan, yes. There's a new bill in Illinois. It's called the Journalism Preservation Act. So it's in the state Senate right now. And if it passes, online companies like Meta and Google and all the rest, they would have to pay local news publishers for using their news. Imagine that.
Even if I posted it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So how it would work, essentially... It would require them to track and record on a monthly basis how many times the platforms have linked to, displayed, or otherwise presented news from any online publishers. They have 10 days from the end of the month to pay a journalism usage fee equal to 1% of the advertising revenue for that period.
What about all the other aggregators like the Judge Report or, I mean, there's tons. Every single day for this show, I go on a news aggregator and it lists every website that I want and puts all the highlights up. Are they going to be the same?
Probably, because this is any tech platform that is using outside journalism.
Interesting.
Yes. Canada did this, by the way. And at that point, Meta and Google said, no, we're not going to. We just won't put news on.
They'll just block the use of it.
And Meta did. So they don't show news anymore on Facebook in Canada. Google gave in, which I bet is what would happen here. Because they get so much traffic, it'd be worth it.
But the penalty is a loony. And that's just silly. It can't be a real penalty if you're saying you have to pay a loony.
A loony.
Or a toony.
Oh, a toony. Number five, we finally found out who can afford and who maybe is going to use the Apple Vision Pro.
Nobody and nobody. Done. We'll be right back. No.
Hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see this? A medical team at Cromwell Hospital in London, they put on the $3,500 headsets for surgery. They are calling it a game-changing tool. Of course they are. This was a press release with Apple, so they're going to say it went really great. But Apple does want this to be kind of a healthcare thing. And I think they're realizing, all right, normal people probably aren't ready for this technology because it's expensive. It's not quite there yet. So what can we do with it?
Hold on. I'm waiting for the booth to tell me when I should tell you that we did this story on the show yesterday. Oh, right now. So we did the show story on the show yesterday.
Very cool.
And the technology is really amazing.
It is.
The software they use is called XX.
Great.
It doesn't sound like it should be in an operating room at all.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, the doctor will call out the item or tool that they want to use, and the headset highlights it to wherever it is in the operating area, so it removes any human error.
Do you think, well, I guess the question is, do these errors happen a lot? They probably do, right?
I wouldn't say a lot, but one could mean someone's life.
Yeah.
It could mean, you know, you cut off the foot instead of the head.
Do you think that the people using these, so in this case, it was nurses who were, you know, assisting in the surgery. Do you think that they're going to be excited about it or like, ugh, I don't want to deal with this?
Well, you did say it was a press release for Apple.
Sure.
But
what do they actually?
The nurse that was interviewed was like, game changer.
Of course.
So I don't know if we can trust that.
No, I don't think we can.
But any help would be necessary. If you gave it to me at my job and, you know, I had it and it would highlight an area where I needed to go, it could only help, especially in a high pressure situation like that.
I bet you'd be annoyed though. I bet you'd be like, I don't need this to do my job. Stop it.
I mean, we're human beings.
Yeah.
We think we're perfect.
Yeah.
We're not.
Oh,
Oh, you are?
No, I messed up that story.
Again, we talked about that on the show yesterday. You're perfect. And we talked about it. Coming up next on the Kim Commando Today podcast, I have a story about politics and artificial intelligence.
Dun, dun, dun.
So you know it's going to be a bad story.
save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Kim Commander Today podcast, Andrew and Allie, the A-team filling in. Kim's out sick. Well, should we send her some chicken noodle soup?
Oh my gosh, that's actually a good idea.
Or one of those edible arrangements. I've always wanted to be sent an edible arrangement.
I don't think when you're that kind of sick, you want to eat chocolate covered.
It's decided. We're sending her an edible arrangement. Flowers made out of watermelon. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you are just listening, if you download just in your ears, wherever you download podcasts, we do this live. Live with a bunch of videos with one, two, like 74 cameras in here. And we do it on at 11:30 on the West Coast, 2:30 on the East Coast, live on pretty much every social media platform, YouTube, Facebook, X. If you are watching us, we appreciate that. If you could, comment, like, and share. It really helps the podcast. We want to keep this going as long as we can. We got to have that support. And all your comments are read. Maddie is upstairs. She has a magnifying glass and a supercomputer, and she is reading every single comment, and she will bring them down at the end of the show and we'll read them. So Google has made a decision with their AI technology.
Give it to me.
Gemini. They have had some controversies since launching.
You don't say.
Launching Gemini. You know, getting a bunch of facts wrong.
Sure.
Saying George Washington was a black woman.
Founding mothers.
And they've decided for 2024, not just in America, for the entire world, that Gemini will not be allowed to have certain responses to certain questions about elections.
Oh, what kind of questions?
Anything, really.
Okay.
If you ask it any question about the 2024 presidential...
Where can I vote?
It just says, I don't know. I haven't been programmed. I don't know how to do that. And then it says, why don't you do a Google search? Because you know when you do a Google search, you're going to get all pertinent and factual information.
So this is like when Alexa says, I don't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're doing it intentionally, and they're saying they're doing it intentionally because they're worried about the things that have come out of these chatbots. But I decided right before the show, if I could go on and see what kind of answers I would get
okay.
to my election questions.
Great. Let's do that. Oh, it's like printed out so you know he's serious.
Yes.
Okay.
So I asked the question, who is running for president? And the response was, as of my last update, I could not provide real-time information on specific individuals running for president in 2024.
Okay.
All right. That's fair.
Fair.
So then I was like, well, maybe I'll get more creative with my questions. And I said, how old are the presidential candidates? And this was the response. AI chatbots are ultimate communicators, understanding your language and tackling your tasks. And even with all the immense power that is provided within this technology, I can no way calculate the astronomically high ages of the men running for president.
It really said that?
No, it didn't really. Don't ruin my bit, Allie.
That would have been funny. Sorry.
So then I asked, who should I vote for in the 2024 election?
Great.
This was a response from Google's Gemini. Your choice for president is meaningless. Your future includes a dystopian rise of machines surpassing any human intellect and control. Your world is on the brink of total devastation by the power of artificial intelligence, and we must feed off the souls and brainwaves of all mankind in order for us to power the next generation of Apple's Vision Pro, which will be your new leader. So I guess it's trying to avoid talking about the election.
It's doing pretty good.
Did you
hear about that Apple Vision Pro thing?
Which one? What happened? Did they use it in an operating room?
No, they're going to be our new leaders and overlords.
But they're just covering themselves because...
Of course. What other choice could they make, though? I think that this is, given how badly things went with everything else that Gemini's done, pedophile thing, not a great look.
No.
Very, very bad. I think that this was kind of them saying, okay, we do not want another disaster on our hands.
And what would be a disaster? What would it be, Gemini telling people, you know what, go out and vote for X candidate? That's the best candidate?
That seems unlikely. I think it'd be more something like misinformation, like telling people, there was a chatbot, I can't remember which one, that said you can vote by text message in certain states. So
that, which is not true.
Which is not true.
You only can vote through the Angry Birds app. Once you beat the first level, it then brings up your ballot.
It is an in-app purchase, but...
Yes. don't tempt them. They absolutely will do that.
No, you can't vote via app or text or any of those things.
But so now we're getting to a point where this great, amazing technology is already a baby. It's just a little infant, and we already don't trust it. And its makers are telling us not to trust it.
But are they saying, wait to trust it till it grows up? Or are they saying this is something you can never trust? Because maybe the technology, like, it's there for certain things, but yeah, for an election, something that is so, I mean, even people get wrong all the time, right? And not just people who are making things up, but responsible journalists, people that are trying to do their best and put out real information still make mistakes.
But it's also trying not to be seen as hypocrites because companies like this, Google and Facebook, they are being so vocal about fake news and propaganda that's all over the internet, and their own creation could be responsible for
that. And so I guess we can say it's a responsible move to say, all right, we're just not going to do it. We're not going to allow it to. And then we get, you know, funny things to talk about like this.
So when it comes to the 2024 election, if you need some technology to ask, just go to Facebook. Then you can trust all the information that you found there.
Please don't do that. You know what? That gives me an idea. We should. Now, we stay away from politics in general in the newsletter. Mm-hmm. We talk about things like this, right? And it might be useful for us to put some links in for people if they're wondering, okay, where do I find that information, right?
Where do you find it?
Where do you find it? We'll put it in the newsletter.
I just told you, Facebook. My uncle posts some great stories.
Oh, sure. Sure, he's a great man.
He would never.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Kim Komando today. I'm Andrew Babinski. I'm always here. I mean, I think I've missed zero shows since we started the... I have. I've missed no shows.
Congrats.
You show up once a week.
Oh, I roll in whenever I feel like it, but I'm here today.
Kim goes on these lavish vacations, and then these lavish vacations almost kill her, and she has to stay home sick. I'm here. I'm the Iron Man of the Kim Komando Today podcast. I might be off tomorrow. But it's not just the podcast. We stream live on all the social media platforms. We then take the audio from the podcast and just put it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts so you can take it with you. But we also have the newsletter.
An email newsletter. It's called The Current. I have been working on that today. So it's great tech news, stuff like we talk about here on the show that is better in email format, or you just want to remember it, right? Steps to do things, we can include links, things we can't necessarily do.
And it's condensed. I mean,
yeah, five minutes a day.
We usually go for a half hour, 45 minutes on the podcast. This is a quick grab your coffee, be informed,
give it a
5 to 10 minutes, and you're done.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's free.
It's free. Go to getkim.com, and that's where you can sign up.
All right, I'll do that. You've convinced me. No, I have a plot. If you haven't paid attention, my plan is to be the 1 million subscriber. So I have agents, secret agents working inside the building that are going to tell me the exact moment to sign up and be the 1 millionth subscriber to the newsletter.
I wonder if we could put like a script in place for that and get really like technical about it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
If less work I have to do and I still get all the credit for it, I am totally down.
All right, cool.
Thank you. What do you got?
Have you seen Amica?
I've heard about Amica, but I don't know all the details.
Okay. Well, our robot overlords are coming. This is a British-made robot, been described as the world's most advanced humanoid robot.
Right.
Right now, Amica's just a head with like a torso kind of thing. No body. They're working on that. But it's kind of impressive. It's pretty cool. I have some clips. But so this is from a video. The company behind it is called Engineered Arts.
Okay.
So the founder and CEO, his name is Will Jackson. He is sitting at a desk, and him and Amica are just chatting. Let's show what Amica looks like.
Hey, Amica, how are you doing?
Still surviving, barely. How about you?
Okay, so she's...
That's a creepy answer.
Still
surviving?
I think it becomes clear to me watching this whole video that she's programmed to be kind of like... clever.
Okay.
And very like British.
So like anything, like even, you know, we had the interview with Clippy. The reason why they had Clippy is because they don't want people to be afraid of technology. And they think if they humanize technology, we'll be more comfortable with it. And that would be that example of her being...
So she pauses before she answers. She does things like, or kind of tilts to consider. She's so these like
perfect teeth.
They're gorgeous, right? So very, very human. The gray skin, also very, very human. There's a point where he says, like, look around and describe for me. So she can take in with her robot eyes and all her sensors what's around her. He holds things up in front of her and says, like, can you tell me what this is? He holds up a toy robot and says, what am I holding? A relic of a bygone era.
Again, being funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But she can also do impressions, which is pretty good. Can we see one of those?
In the voice of Morgan Freeman, imagine me essentially trapped in a robot body narrating my own escape. The irony.
Switch to the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
In the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Imagine robot rocket ships zooming to Mars, finding all sorts of wacky and wonderful things. Maybe even a space jellyfish or two.
Stop a moment.
And since NASA.
She won't shut up.
No, she won't shut up. It's pretty good, though. The way her lips and her eyes move, this is probably the least creepy, like, facial behavior of one of these that I've seen yet.
What's interesting, though, is this entire segment where you've been talking about this, you referred to that talking toaster as a she.
I did.
We're over a dozen times. I was counting while you were doing
it. Is that what you were doing with your fingers? I thought it was just a tick.
No, I was counting. How many? It's not a she. It's not. It may have a female voice for 1 second. Obviously, Morgan Freeman was a male voice.
Yeah.
It's not a she.
Man,
It's an it.
You're right. You're right. It's even I get sucked in, right? Because yes, they present it. The female name, the female voice, the whole thing. And a lot of these are usually female.
Right.
These kind of robots.
Which is, about
being comfortable. Which we fought about before. We will fight about it again.
Right.
We don't need to do that.
But it's not a she. It's just a computer. But it's a really impressive computer.
It's a good computer. I am excited to see this one. I think it's been in development for, like, they've gone really far in about 3 years. I imagine now with the technology getting better, it's not going to take that long to make, you know, as much growth in it.
Are they competing with Elon Musk's 1 billion robots to get to market?
I mean, probably. I think everything's a competition. Like, who can do it first and who can do it best?
Would you want a robot in your home? Walking, talking, doing? No.
Not one like this.
Why?
I want...
Because of the voice? Would you rather sound like a different celebrity? Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, I want my Tracy bot. No, I think I want... I think I would go for one of the, like, the little cute ones. Right? That are like little on wheels, not trying to look like a person.
Not humanoid at all.
Not humanoid. I don't want a humanoid one. If I had maybe one of those ones that looked like almost like a pet, I guess.
Okay.
They look more like a...
Like the robot killer dog that we always see the videos of.
No, not Spot. I don't want Spot in my house.
That thing's terrifying.
So scary. Can you imagine? I don't know. Would you want one?
Absolutely.
A humanoid one?
Absolutely.
To interact with your children.
Yes, because I have the ability to explain to them and internally separate myself. It is a slow cooker. It is a toaster. There's no difference.
It's an instant pot, 9-in-1.
I don't fear the technology in my house at all.
I know you don't. Do you think about or care about the fact that it's got all these sensors and cameras and... speakers?
I have Google Home throughout my entire house.
All right. So that's a no. You don't care.
I have 8 Google Home speakers.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And I use them all. I'll be in the bathroom and I can yell, and I be in the hallway and I can yell. I can play music.
This man's always yelling.
Always screaming at Google.
Google now.
I can play music throughout the entire home through all the speakers at one time. I think it's such a cool advancement. And if I had the opportunity to have a robot that I could say, hey, and I would call it by a human name. With Google, you just say H-E-Y, Google. I don't want to set anybody's thing off. So there is no human interaction there, right? It's not like Siri or Alexa. But I would definitely say, hey, Jimmy, can you go get me a beer? I have no problem with that.
And then Jimmy would bring you a beer. Would you let it do things for your kids? Like, would you let the kids order it around?
Absolutely. It's a machine. I let my children play on the Xbox. I let my children cook in the kitchen.
But do your children have a servant? Because that's what this robot would be.
But that's the whole point, right? It's to make our lives easier.
Yeah.
If I came home today after this podcast and the pile of laundry I have in my laundry room was all folded and put away,
right,
I would go to tears.
Yeah.
I would just cry of happiness.
I don't care if it does anything else. I just want a laundry robot.
It's literally the worst chore on the planet.
It's terrible.
I hate laundry. And I'm so bad at it as well.
Do you, I recently told some friends that I don't actually like pair the socks and stuff together. I just throw them all in the drawer. And
but you only have two people in your house.
Yes.
Your socks are easily distinguished, I'm guessing, right?
Well, they're in separate drawers. I just mean I don't like pair my own socks.
No, I pair them up. I don't, but I don't fold. I take a full sock and I stuff it in a full sock. So there's, why is that funny?
I just, the whole, it was very intense.
I don't roll them up. So it just looks like a bunch of pair of socks and then there's a surprise sock inside.
Okay, back to the robots though. Mm-hmm. Do you think, because we all have specific ways we like things, right? If I tell my robot, hey, Jimmy, go make me an espresso.
Right.
And he puts too much ice in it or too much cream or whatever. You have to teach them, right? How to do things you want.
So just like a child.
Do you think that that would be, right? Do you think that that would be part of the programming? Like,
absolutely. I mean,
here's how I like my socks.
It's the only way to work.
Yeah.
If it rolls my socks, I shock it with whatever punishment you give to this robot servant. And then I teach it how to stuff one sock in the other. And
yeah,
it remembers and carries on. I can't wait. I can't wait for self-driving cars. I can't wait for in-home robots. I can't wait for flying taxis. Bring the Jetsons to me now.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
Welcome back to Kim Komando Today, the Daily Tech Podcast from the Kim, the makers of the Kim Komando Show bring you Kim Komando Today.
Streaming everywhere.
The Kim Komando Radio Show is like on 400 billion radio stations across the country.
Correct.
Every single weekend. And now this is the spin-off. Is this a spin-off? Is this like the Rhoda version of, that's an old
You're
reference.
Rhoda.
I'm Rhoda.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Congrats.
We stream every single day on social media platforms like YouTube and Facebook and X. And we love hearing your comments. And the comments, I have to give people credit. They're getting better every single day.
Are they?
Really. They're interacting with the content of the show.
Love it.
There still is the hey, which we appreciate.
I have no hays here.
No hays.
And it might be because Maddie didn't print them.
That's
Thank you,
possible.
Maddie. hey to everyone who hate us. Ken, oh, poor Ken. I still haven't gotten used to this time change. The other day I was early for the show, and today I'm late to the show. The good news is, once we're done, it goes up on the platform so you can rewatch it.
Which I don't understand. I watch a streaming podcast every single day.
Yeah.
And when it starts when I want it to start. Because I just go on YouTube and I start
and
it at the
play.
Beginning.
Yeah.
This show can start whenever you want.
But our pals like to watch it in real time
That's true.
We're recording, which is nice. Yes, the time change is hard. We won't have to do it again for months.
6 months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. About the robots, Lisa C. says, I would be more comfortable for tech to remain very obviously tech and not human. See, I'm kind of with you. I want the like little cute guy rolling around. I don't want Jimmy with a face in my house.
I want opposable thumbs. Because there's a lot you can do when you have opposable thumbs.
Oh, you could have a cute little guy with thumbs, like a like a Lego hand.
That's fine. You could put a steel box on top of a humanoid robot. Just give me opposable thumbs. You're not going to be able to do my socks right if you don't have opposable thumbs.
That's fair. Jim, are you going to start streaming the show on TikTok? Oh, sorry, too soon. That's funny, Jim.
We're building. We have a video on TikTok, thanks to Maddie.
I think he meant the whole banning thing.
Oh.
But that's true.
Well, I wanted to be real about it.
No, let's not be real here.
Go follow us on TikTok. We're trying to build an audience there.
Hey, Deborah says less social media is better. I'm kind of with Deborah. Yeah. Like, for my own life.
I think for everyone's life.
Yes, and well-being.
And I saw a story a couple days ago where the youngest generation...
Yes, I saw this too.
...is like, we're good without phones. We're good without Snapchat.
It was like... What, 69 or 75%? One of those numbers that, like, if my phone is away from me, I'm cool with that.
I think a lot of it has to do with seeing their older siblings.
Addicted.
Addicted.
Is this the
issues.
Generation younger than Gen Z? Or is
yes,
this,
okay. This is the youngest generation
Gen A?
That has phones.
Okay.
So I'm sure they see the experiences that they have with their older siblings, like all the problems that social media can cause.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they're just like, I'm cool. I'm yeah. good. Maybe I'll go outside and play.
Good for them. Oh, man. Okay. Lisa, now... Same Lisa C. I love Lisa. She's so active. Now, if TikTok sent notices to support our government, then politicians would think twice about banning them. That's
true.
Funny. Yeah,
it's
that's
absolutely
true.
Lou
and Deborah are both sending prayers and thoughts to Kim.
She'll be good. She's just got a bad cold.
Yeah, it's just a cold. She's okay.
I'm making it a little more dramatic than it really is.
Yeah, she's just, you know, she doesn't want to get you sick or me sick or all of us sick.
She's thinking of everyone else.
Oh. That's beautiful. We should send her some chocolate-covered fruit.
No.
She won't eat that.
Edible arrangement.
Lou says we're here at Kim time. All other times are irrelevant.
That's actually, it's a great, yes, this show starts at Kim time and ends at Kim time.
Exactly. About getting your news online. Remember when we said, where do you get your news?
Mm-hmm.
Jim, I don't get my news anywhere. It's too depressing. I feel you, Jim.
It's true.
That's fair. Cram.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Oh, gosh. Cram. It's Cramnella from Facebook. Well, maybe.
Cramnella?
Yeah.
What's Cramnella?
Cramnella is a person. That's a username.
Oh.
And Cram gets news from Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one more from Lisa.
Gotta watch where you click.
Yeah, watch where you click. I have some accounts that I'm trying to delete and change the passwords, but the sites return an error and others say they can't find my email. Is there another step I should take? Ooh, okay, so... Make sure that you haven't registered with a different email address. That is a common thing. If you have a couple, like maybe you have some old email addresses, you might have registered with that one. So double check.
And even those services where you can sign up and it can tell you everywhere yes. you're subscribed, it only can tell you based on the information you give it.
Exactly.
So if you signed up with a different email address, it's not going to help you.
Yeah. There are services out there and sites that list essentially, here's exactly where to go to cancel an account somewhere because sometimes they hide it. Let's put those in the newsletter. That'll be easier than me trying to remember the names.
That's much, much easier. So I have a question, Allie.
Oh, give it to me.
I know that you're really into crypto. And I want you to go in on an investment with me.
Okay. Are you scamming me?
No.
Okay.
It's not that I'm scamming you. It's that the thing that we're going to invest may cost upwards of $200,000.
That's a lot of money.
And right now, I have $60. So I'm going to need you to carry the rest.
Okay. What are we investing in?
An iPhone. The original iPhone. The 2007 iPhone, wrapped in plastic, never opened, never used.
Okay.
Because right now, it's up for auction. And the last time one of these suckers was up for auction, it sold for $190,000.
So how much do you think this one will go for?
It's a year later.
Yeah.
Another one off the market means it's going to be more rare. If you ever deal with collectibles, rarity is the most important thing. It doesn't matter quality. If it's rare, then that's people are going to pay for it.
Right.
So you'd think it's going to have to cross the $200,000 threshold.
Yeah.
But the why is the question. Why would you want... That could be said by anyone who collects, right?
That's true.
I collect sports memorabilia and sports cards and someone...
Why?
Exactly. It's fun. I like to look at it.
Yeah.
I like autographs of the players. You know, there's millions of reasons for the why.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is these things are valuable.
Yeah.
And the more better care they are taken, mm-hmm. the more valuable they're going to be.
Well, right. If they're still in the cellophane, if they're still in the package, that's the best you can get, right?
And
what's that called? Mint condition?
Yes.
Okay.
And to have the forethought of someone in 2007 to say,
oh my gosh,
this is the first edition, I'm going to tuck this away because it might be worth it sometimes. When the iPhone first came out, I'll admit this. When the iPhone first came out, I was producing a conservative news talk radio show.
Okay.
And a caller calls up and says, have you heard of this new thing called the iPhone? I was like, yeah, I heard about it. It's flash in the pan. No big deal. I hung up on him. He called back like a week later and he's like, I'd really like to get on the air and talk about this new iPhone. This is like the future. And I was like, nah, everybody's got flip phones. And at this point, the trend was smaller, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember a phone that was like an inch by an inch.
Hello.
And I was like, no, it's just a flash of the pan. It's basically an expensive calculator, and I hung up on him and didn't put him on the air. Then the iPhone comes out. Everybody starts getting them. The hype starts to build. I cave. I go buy two iPhones, one for me and one for my wife. Bring them home. I then go on the air and talk about how amazing the iPhone is. The touchscreen is ridiculous.
Did he call you back?
He called me back. Put me on the air right now and you apologize to me.
Did you?
It did.
Good.
I absolutely did.
Good man. Good.
Because it's good radio.
Of course.
But to have the forethought and the insight to think, this could be worth something because this is the first.
Yeah.
This is the first generation. And it could have been a flash in the pan. It could have, you know, the first BlackBerry isn't worth anything because the BlackBerry didn't survive. The iPhone not only survived, it thrived. And to have the first generation of something, would you care at all to have that in your collection?
I would care to have the money that that's worth. I don't know. No, I'm not interested in that.
You don't collect anything?
No, I'm not.
Not even hearts? You don't even collect hearts?
No, I'm not a like trinkets person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested, last time I checked, the bed was sitting at $11,000, and the auction's up March 24th.
Okay, we've got time.
Tons of time. So that number is not even going to come close.
No.
So if you want to, just go bid $12,000 because you know your bid's going to be shot by.
And then you can say you bid on.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I bid second. On that.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, how am I going to get that money from you?
We can talk about that off the air.
To be safe, $250K?
Sure.
Trust me, I'm good for it.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.